repent of their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and, he says, and heal their land.
That's what I call deliverance from darkness.
That's deliverance from darkness.
Yeah.
You got it. It is.
All right.
And
well,
it is healing of the land as well as the land of the individual heart.
It is a battle. I love what the Apostle Paul said, that the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, they're not carnal, but
they're
mighty
carnal.
Through the pulling down of strongholds. And he said that we are to cast down our imaginations, our reasonings
right.
and thoughts, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge
against
of
the
God.
Knowledge of Christ.
Now, here's the problem. Our world, the spirit of this world, has every false answer to the issues that we're talking about. And we as Christians have embraced them. And what God is saying is we must cast those down. For instance, if Satan says that the ultimate goal for God in your life is happiness, we have to say, get thee behind me, Satan. No, that's not true. That's what the world says. God's ultimate goal for me is holiness.
There's wholeness.
And wholeness, yes.
Holiness is a part of wholeness.
Yes.
And if you're seeking wholeness apart from holiness, you're going to end up filled with something else.
Yeah. You have, again, done a magnificent job, not only in dealing with this very difficult subject, but quite frankly, your writing style I found to be just a real blessing. And so I recommend this book very, very highly. To you, my friend, because it's laid out in such a way that you can't miss the truth of what God is saying here through our brother James Gall. And for your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries, we'll put it in your hands. It'll be on our website, saveus.org. And by the way, this program will be there on the archive section of our website probably for at least a year now. And make sure that if you have a friend, a relative, somebody that is struggling in these areas, you direct them to that program and they can listen to it. You'd be amazed at how many people all around the world are listening to this program via the internet. Oh, use that. Don't abuse it. And then the special offer, again, my book, Seduction of the Saints, an $18 book, and James' book, Deliverance from Darkness, a $14 book, total $32, but for your combined gift of only $30, plus $4 postage and handling for the two books, we'll put them in your hands. Again, you'll have to give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Otherwise, you can write to us at Save America Ministries. And again, this is a very, very tough calling, friends. You know, if you've been listening long, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. These things are not always the things that people want to hear, but they are what they need to hear, because if you think the darkness has come heavily so far, we've just seen the initial brush with the storm clouds. They're going to get much darker, just as the Scripture says, gross darkness will cover the people. But remember that if we're walking in holiness and in righteousness, remember, His glory will be seen upon you. That's right, His glory will be seen upon you. And you will be part of that victorious army, not defeated by demonic strongholds. A big thank you to Jim Gall for joining us. And friends, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not doing it. So you ask the Lord what He would have you to give and send it to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi, a senior columnist for the World Net Daily, and certainly got his PhD at Harvard. He's a prolific writer and written a number of excellent books, going into what's really going on today and trying to get the American people to understand that we are losing our freedom. We are going to destroy, they are trying to destroy this nation, to destroy our economy, to send our jobs overseas, to impoverish the American people. And if you read World Net Daily on a regular basis, you'll get tremendous insight into what's going on. Jerome, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, always a great pleasure. Thank you.
Well, what are we going to talk about tonight? What are the burning subjects from your point of view?
Well, I mean, there's any number of things we can talk about. The economy. We can talk about the Gifford shooting in Arizona. That seems to be the rage right now.
Why don't we talk about that, you know, because the very evening that happened, why we heard everybody talking about, well, it was the toxic talk that did it. Oh, it was the toxic talk. And that same phrase used over and over again, of course, I like to refer to what we hear in the media as the trash talk, the political theater that's constantly played out, propaganda theater, to blame Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh, and it's exactly what they did when President Kennedy was shot. Oh, it was the right-wing extremists, it was the hate talk that did it, and nobody ever suggested maybe we ought to post in our schools the Ten Commandments that say thou shalt not kill, but nobody would suggest that maybe we try to remedy all the things that are going on here by trying to reinstill a moral society, and Congress could do that tomorrow. Let's just post the Ten Commandments in every school. It will be required by federal law, and or at least allowed by federal law, and all they have to do is pass it and tell the Supreme Court, you can't intervene, and they could do that, but we wouldn't want to tell our kids, thou shalt not kill. Go right ahead, Jerry. Let's get your thoughts on this tragedy.
Well, I think, Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. I mean, the attempt to remove God from public schools, from the public discourse, is a fundamental failing. This is what secular society looks like, a godless society in which violence rules. I mean, this is really, when I get down to the core issue, this was a disturbed, the shooter, Jared Wagner, was a disturbed individual. He clearly had psychological problems. He went all through even Pima Community College, which actually dispelled him, threw him out with the assistance of the police, and he was not yet submitted to medical care. He wasn't put into a psychological review mandatory by the state. The same state seems to think, well, all these things, you know, any reality you want is equal. So if you're right, you know, if you're an extremist, if you're a leftist, which this guy was, you want to use a gun, well, it's just, you know, another reality. So without God, where do you establish a moral anchor?
Well, of course, I think it was John Adams who said, you know, our society was made for a moral and religious people.
Correct.
That wouldn't do for any other. I mean, basically, we can certainly outlaw guns, or we can have a police state. And the only way we can have a free society is to have a moral society, but they took God and prayer and the Bible and any mention of God out of our schools. And you can't have a secular society and a moral society. The two are totally inseparable. Let's start teaching kids values in schools. Maybe we ought to teach them, thou shalt not kill. Well, you go right ahead with your thoughts. I mean, this was a terrible tragedy. And apparently, this was a very, very conservative congresswoman. She may have been a Democrat, but she was a blue dog Democrat, and she was on the right side on an awful lot of issues.
Well, there's no question. I believe she was initially a Republican, that Congressman Gabrielle Gifford, who changed to being a Democrat, clearly a blue dog Democrat. And Dr. Stan, look, first let's establish that violence has no place in American politics. I'm of the generation that's still traumatized by the Kennedy assassination, and any time I see any attempted assassination in American politics, it's immediately traumatizing. Now, there's several points I want to develop. One is that the left has attempted to use this tragedy as a political excuse for an ideological agenda. The agenda is introduce hate speech and hate laws that will ban anything coming from the right, any criticism of American politics coming from the right, reintroduce the fairness doctrine, ban guns, clamp down on freedom, Second Amendment, First Amendment. None of that is going to solve the problem. This was a clearly, I've written a couple of articles in WorldNet Daily. I've done a lot of research on this, Jared Loughner. And first of all, he was a leftist. He's not a Tea Party member. One of the classmates going through not only high school but also college with this Jared Loughner, a woman named Caitlin Parker, on her site and on Twitter, has put a number of posts in which she made it clear that basically this Jared Loughner was a left wing, not right wing, as the media would like to characterize it. Push the button, this has got to be a left wing nutcase. She said he was a pothead into radical rock like Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Anti-Flag. Now, I researched this Anti-Flag. The Anti-Flag is a punk rock band. And we look at Jared Loughner's website, who's destroying the flag in one video, talking about brainwashing and mind control. Well, here's the lyrics from this Anti-Flag, which is a very leftist, radical punk rock group, one of Jared Loughner's favorite bands.
Now, hold that thought. I want everybody to hear this, and when we get back, really would like to have this information everyone's going to hear. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Corsi is pointing out this. The shooter is a leftist, a very disturbed young man, but he was very much into rock music. He was smoked a pot, but of course he was into some of the most radical rock music. Now, certainly, if we want to really get to the bottom of this, maybe we ought to outlaw rock music, especially violent rock music and violent talk in rock music. And I'm not really suggesting that. I'm saying that with tongue in cheek. What we need to do is get back to a moral society. But what were the lyrics of one of the songs that he apparently was listened to?
Well, this group is called Anti-Flag, and one of the long-term classmates of Jared Loughner, a woman named Katie Parker, on Twitter, she identified she went to school with Jared Loughner. She'd been in a band with him. One of his favorite bands was this Anti-Flag group, which is a radical leftist punk rock group. Now, I went to their lyrics. Just take a look at one of their big songs, Red, White, and Brainwashed, which was on the 1996 album of the group called Die for Government. And it's against the flag. It's against the patriotism of the United States. The lyrics are, the red stands for the blood of all the people we've slain. The white stands for this racist, bigoted foundation. The blue, for your Aryan eyes, all empty. Empty because you're taught how to bow down to the man. Fly that flag, the flag of freedom. Do what you can for your country. Go fight their wars for them. They're not following in our full footsteps. Kill them. Red, white, and brainwashed. And then it repeats over and over again. Red, white, and brainwashed. And kill them. Now, this is Anti-Flag. It's the group that Jared Loughner considered one of his favorites. And they've got album after album, all leftists. The head of this band goes by the stage name Justin Sane. He basically said that this anti-flag group is to bring down flags across the world, so we have no more patriotism, no more countries. Basically a extremely radical leftist group.
Sounds more like anarchist, really.
Anarchist, very right. much anarchist. And this is what Jared Loughner listened to and admired. I mean, the attempt by the media to say this was the shooter and the Gabriel Clifford, Guilford shooting was a Tea Party movement could not be farther from the truth.
Well, they try to blame Sarah Palin for this. They try to blame Rush Limbaugh for this. I mean, Sean Hannity, how can you possibly... But of course, it doesn't matter when you control the media and you repeat this over and over again. And people, I mean, they're all saying this. Our local congressman, on the local radio, talk about the toxic talk. That's what it was about. And that same phrase used over and over again... Toxic talk like our radio programs and like you being on our radio programs and expressing your concern about what's going on and the destruction of the moral foundation of this once great Christian nation. But go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Sam, look, you push a button and the left, the political left, and this, by the way, is not the Democratic Party or the political left of Hubert Humphrey or Jack Kennedy. This is the radical leftist socialist or communist political party, the Democrats are today, of Bill Ayers and the Weatherground Bombers. And under Saul Alinsky logic, they can push a button and blame Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host on the conservative right, for the shooting, whether or not there's any basis in fact. Because Saul Alinsky said, target your opponents, marginalize your opponents, abuse, ridicule your opponents, say your lies, and the public will believe it. Now, when you basically sort out the fact from the fiction about Jared Loughner, he was clearly mentally disturbed. He, even in his college, at the Pima Community College, he was dispelled. Students were worried that he was going to bring a gun into the classroom and commit a Columbine offense. And yet the state, of course, our secular state, bypasses this kind of an individual, excuses this kind of an individual, doesn't target or point out this is a dangerous, psychotic individual. Now, the same political left, Dr. Stan, is a complete double standard, where the shooter is the Fort Hood shooter, who is radical Islam, a military officer who's been targeted over and over by the military saying this guy is radical. He needs to be observed. Immediately, President Obama comes out, the left comes out. You've got Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann and Daley Kahn saying, don't rush to judgment. We don't want to blame Islam. Because, of course, in the radical left agenda, while Christianity is under attack, Islam is under protection.
In fact, I read one place, people said, well, we're really not certain why he did this, It was sort of an irrational act. I mean, why? We're trying to figure out why he did this. Well, the reason he did it was because he was an Islamic person. He was in touch with the radical Islamists over in Yemen, and he wanted to kill Americans. That's what it was all about. But they played down the Muslim part of it. Oh, my goodness, he must have just been mentally disturbed. He wasn't mentally disturbed. He knew exactly what he was doing. And, of course, that is totally played down by the media.
And, Dr. Stan, the double standard is apparent. On Saturday, when the shooting occurred, I was following the media very closely, and before we knew the shooter's name, the left was out there saying, blaming Rush Limbaugh, saying this is because of the vitriolic dialogue that the left accuses the right of putting into our American discourse. Look, the left, just turn on Chris Matthews. Just turn on Keith Olbermann. Watch MSNBC. Look at President Obama say, you come with fists or whatever, we'll bring guns. It's okay if President Obama says it. It's okay if the left says it. But, immediately, before this shooter was known, the left immediately jumped out to politically exploit the shooting, the tragic shooting of this congresswoman, to introduce hate crime legislation, clamp down the First Amendment, clamp down the Second Amendment. As I'm looking at this, and, you know, Dr. Chen, look, I've spent time in Israel, and from my point of view, what this incident shows more than anything else is that if we had open carry laws or concealed carry laws in the states like Arizona, this incident could never have reached the magnitude it did.
In other words, there'd have been somebody there to protect the people.
Right.
But see, would we disarm the people when they do not have weapons? And then, of course, you have a lone nut. He can do all sorts of terrible things. That's why we have this crazy legislation that you can't have a gun on school grounds, which makes every school in America a potential shooting site, you know, because, of course, the person can go on there. He doesn't have to worry. Nobody's going to come after him.
In Israel, and Dr. Stan, you've been in Israel many times, I've been in Israel many times, you go to a restaurant, and in the restaurant, the security guards are openly carrying weapons. You walk through Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, any of the cities in Israel, the military are there, they're carrying their automatic weapons. Of course, their muzzles are down, but they're armed. And look at the incidents in Israel, these terrorists who grabbed and rode bulldozers at the crowds trying to kill civilians in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Immediately, those citizens, the Israeli citizens armed, could take that terrorist out. In this instance in Arizona, where we've disarmed the American people, and by the way, one of the people who subdued the shooter, this Jared Lohner, was someone who was armed. He had a weapon. Came in, he put his back into the shooter's back. He subdued him. If we had the kind of gun laws that are meant by the Second Amendment, where you could have concealed carry, no nutcase could enter into a situation and try these political assassinations in a crowd like Jared Lohner did without immediately realizing they'd be taken down by the people there who were armed and willing to protect themselves.
I think that's so true. It's like certainly in the States where if people know that or criminal knows that people in the house are armed, he's not going to go into that home. He doesn't want to go into that home and take a chance on getting shot. And I always like to say the liberals, you know, if you're really so much against guns, why don't you put a big sign outside on the front of your home saying, there are no guns in this house, you know, this people here are totally undefended. Why don't you just do that? Just show off that you really believe that people should not have weapons. And of course, they're not very anxious to do that sort of thing. The other thing I suggest, you want to disarm the people. First of all, you get all the criminals and all the people with mental problems to turn in their weapons, and then after it's perfectly safe, nothing to worry about, why it's all right maybe to disarm the general population. And they say, well, that's crazy. The criminals aren't going to turn in their weapons, and that's absolutely right. Go right ahead, Jerry.
Well, Dr. Stan, look, I've done a lot of research on this Jared Lohner, the shooter. And, look, people who are typically when murders occur, the police immediately suspect. For instance, if it's a husband and wife, a wife is killed or a husband's killed, the spouse is the immediate suspect because the police know that people only kill each other who know each other. And this Lohner had been obsessing over Giffords and knew Giffords, and I think Giffords may have known Lohner. This has been an unreported part of the story.
Well, certainly, but, you know, it was not only her. He shot all these other people.
Right.
I mean, that is, you know, if he certainly wanted just to kill the congresswoman, but he shot the judge, and then, of course, he shot,
a nine-year-old girl.
So, basically, this is a totally unbalanced individual, and you wonder what part this rock music may have played in altering his mind, his sense of what's right and wrong. You know, basically, they do sometimes play mind games with our people, and we'll be right back with Jerome Corsi. Go right ahead.
Well, as I said, I looked at research, the YouTube websites. Now, Jared Lohner's YouTube website is bizarre. He's got four or five videos up there. They're about mind control. They reflect.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
She apparently had been to his website, and he was linked to her website. And in fact, they found a copy of a letter that she had written to him. Maybe it was just a form letter thanking him for attending one of her programs there. And so basically there was a definite relationship. Dr. Corsic points out that the shooter had asked her a question some years ago. He didn't like her answer. He had certainly pictures. He had all sorts of information there at his home about her. And he made some remark about, I plan ahead of time, something of that sort. I don't know exactly the significance of it. But all of this, there is a definite link. This was not a casual action. This was something that was planned, carefully planned ahead of time by a man, of course, who was listening to these programs all about mind control and a hatred of America and trying to destroy America. So, well, pick the story up from there.
Well, there's more to it. As we get into this, because the left media, leftist media, immediately wanted to say this was the shooter. Jared Loughner was a right-winger influenced by Rush Limbaugh, anti-Semitic, because this congresswoman, Gabrielle Giffords, was Jewish. She was the first Jewish congresswoman from Arizona. Now, it turns out there was an interview that was given by one of the friends of Jared Loughner, a guy named Bryce Tierney, gave the interview to Mother Jones. I have an article running in WorldNet Daily on this. I researched it extensively. And Bryce Tierney established that the shooter, Jared Loughner's mother, was also Jewish, which makes Loughner Jewish. Now, this has not been reported. I mean, how can you claim that Loughner's shooting was anti-Semitic when he was Jewish, the congresswoman was Jewish, and there was this tie between them as well, which has not been reported or not been revealed in the public? Secondly, as I looked at it, even as we're speaking right now, the link with Giffords' website to the shooter's YouTube channel, that was taken down as soon as I reported it. But even today, Jared Loughner, whose username was ClassItUp10, he's listed as a subscriber to Gabrielle Giffords' YouTube website. Now, that cannot be done without Giffords' permission. You can't subscribe and be a member of somebody's YouTube website, given the rules of YouTube, unless Giffords allowed it to happen. She didn't remove Loughner. In fact, even today, days after the shooting, Loughner's subscription to Giffords' YouTube website remains on Giffords' YouTube site. And again, it indicates some kind of relationship, some kind of connection.
But you mentioned that basically there had been some threats on the shooter's part towards Giffords, and
yes,
the sheriff had refused to do anything. And
did nothing.
So he knows there's a threat on the part of this gentleman towards the congresswoman. And then when, of course, she's shot, what does he do? Does he say, gee, shucks, I really should have listened, you know, there was a threat, I should have followed up on it? No, he says, oh, it's all Rush Limbaugh and Sarah Palin, and it's the hate speech. And what's wrong with this? I'm surprised that Arizona, which seems to be fairly conservative, would elect a sheriff like that, who, you know, with a dereliction of duty, not following through a threat against a member of Congress, would then accuse Rush Limbaugh of being responsible. That is just so irrational.
Well, the FBI, according to an affidavit filed by the FBI, in a safe in the shooter's home, Jared Loughner's home, there were these documents where Loughner had obsessed and written extensively about Giffords. He said, I planned ahead my assassination. There was also a letter that the Congresswoman Giffords had written to Loughner, basically thanking him for attending her campaign event. So there had to be a relationship. These two people knew each other. I mean, I'm not sure how well yet Giffords knew Loughner, but she knew he attended his campaign event. He obsessed against her, and yet the sheriff did nothing to protect Giffords.
And I think it basically she had actually voted against the Obama health care bill. She had, wasn't she a pro-gun, a pro-Second Amendment?
She was Blue Dog. She was pro-Second Amendment. There's photographs of her shooting and using automatic rifles on the internet. She was pro-gun.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. go right ahead, Jerry.
Well, I think what we're saying here, Dr. Stan, looking at the shooting of the congresswoman, that we have basically here a, yes, a nutcase, but a leftist, pot-smoking, drug-using leftist who was influenced by radical punk music. He himself had been in a punk band, and this anti-flag group, which had anti-American literature and their lyrics. And this is what Jared Leonard's consciousness is built around. Again, this is not reported. That he threatened this congresswoman before, that he had, going back to 2007, attended some of her campaign events, even one of her Congress on a Corner events, like the one she was shot at. And Loeffler asked Giffords a question. He didn't like her answer. This was a guy who was not unknown to police and law enforcement in Arizona, yet they allowed him to slip through the cracks. And what we're saying here, Dr. Stan, is the left has got, like, you push a button, and the left immediately blames the right for creating the vitriol, for creating the political climate in which Jarrett Leonard could be active as an assassin. And look, that is completely irresponsible, because the left was coming out with that argument before we even knew who the shooter was. It turns out the shooter is not a Tea Party member. When the left realizes this, they're going to have to drop Jared Loeffler very quickly as one of their poster children, because it's clear that the left is not interested in facts. They're interested in ideological agenda. So that when the shooter is, for instance, the Fort Hood shooter, left says, oh, don't rush to conclusions. We don't want to blame Islam. Let's make sure that we slow down. As soon as the congresswoman shot was a Democrat, the left immediately saying, oh, this is, we've got to have a clampdown on the First Amendment. We can't have talk radio. We've got to have a clampdown on the Second Amendment.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and simply pointing out that as soon as the report came out about the shooting, immediately, why, of course, we've got to do something about guns, you know, and he could have gone, and he could go out and just buy a gun tomorrow, you know, we've got to stop the inferences, we've got to stop the sale of guns, and certainly it's the hate speech, it's the Sarah Palin. It is the Rush Limbaugh. They're the ones that inspired him, whereas actually he was on the radical left and associated with people who wanted to destroy America, not to preserve our way of life. And, of course, the congresswoman was a conservative, very conservative, and she basically was pro-life. She was pro actually pro-gun. She had voted against the Obama health care bill, had not followed the lead. She was what's known as a blue dog Democrat. Well, we're going to get back to this in just a moment. But before we do, Jerry, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get copies of your book?
Oh, well, Dr. Stan, my books are available on Amazon.com and at WorldNetDaily. My most recent, America for Sale. People really need to read it. We won't have time tonight, I'm sure, to discuss it, but it explains why the globalism, the desire to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and destroy the dollar, has been a conscious plan, and why America for Sale explains why, in fact, the economic downturn we're in now is not going to go away easily. This is what globalism looks like. Where American jobs are sent to third world countries and they're not coming back.
I think that's so important. They're not coming back. And when they say, oh, you know, just a few years, we're going to get things back again, get everybody working. No, they're not. Jobs are not coming back. You have to understand. They intentionally sent them overseas along with our manufacturing. The manufacturer is not coming back. The jobs aren't coming back. America is never going to be the same again. But go right ahead.
Well, in America for Sale, I wrote a chapter on Meet the Globalists. I showed that left and right, this is the globalists from Henry Kissinger to Zbigniew Brzezinski or George Soros, who leads the charge by saying nation states belong to the days when kings had castles. This conscious plan to level the United States and push us into a global economy, which is exporting our jobs to third world countries and opening the borders to an underclass that the left thinks will be their permanent voters. You can't send your lawn to China to get it mowed, but you can import an underclass south of the border to mow your lawn. At the same time, the high-paying jobs in manufacturing are sent to third world countries. And I wrote a whole chapter on the plan to destroy the dollar. The economic crisis the United States is going into right now has been engineered and is planned by the political left, which has expanded the social welfare state, unfortunately, with the assistance of Republicans, including George W. Bush, passing prescription drug plans, etc., that we'll never be able to afford. We'll never be able to afford retirement of the baby boomers. The United States is headed towards a bankruptcy, and this is a plan to throw us into a global economy and put us under the control of international groups like the International Monetary Fund.
And I think it's so important that people understand what Dr. Corsi is saying is correct. This is part of a plan. Starting the 1st of January of this year, on average, 10,000 baby boomers are going to retire and go onto Social Security and Medicare every day. 10,000 every day. There's no way they know they can. This is going to bankrupt our society. It's going to put an end to Social Security and Medicare, and it's going to lead to the impoverishment of our people. Or if it doesn't end them, certainly they'll have to just devalue the dollar. So you'll get $1,000, $2,000 a month. But, of course, it may not buy you a loaf of bread, or may only buy you two loaves of bread. They're intentionally lowering our living standards, and the plan is to shift the power to China. This is our leaders' plans. The power is going to shift to China and to India, and people say, that doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes sense if you are a globalist and you have no loyalty to America, and of course you've sworn to uphold our Constitution, but you don't believe in it. In fact, you have an intense hatred for America. You want to create a world government, and you want to transfer the wealth of the world to other countries and raise the living standards in China and India and Malaysia and Mexico and Brazil. As you lower the living standards in the United States, that's the plan. Would you agree with that, Jerry?
Entirely, Dr. Zandt. You're exactly right. And also in my Red Alert newsletter, I'm covering stories that are not in the mainstream media. I mean, I'm looking at the growing dependence of the American people on welfare and government aid. I'm trying to expose the issue of global warming is a fraud, the World Bank moving in to control the European Union and ultimately the United States. I want to take this global warming. By the way, my Red Alert newsletter is free, Dr. Stan. You can get it at WorldNet Daily. There's one of the gray bars on the side that says Red Alert newsletter. Click there and subscribe. You need to subscribe because we send it out free by email every week. And also, you can go to Guilford, G-I-L-F-O-R-D, securities.com in New York. I've been a managing director of that firm, 30-year-old firm. I've been in financial services for a quarter century. It's an alternative way to get Red Alert. Click the tab that says financial services. You'll see a page with my picture on it. Fill out that form, and we'll send you Red Alert free. We'll make sure you're subscribed. We'll send you updates from Guilford Securities. And we do financial planning for clients around the United States in all states.
Well, I certainly get the Red Alert every week, and I look forward to it. It really has great information. The price is right. You get it for nothing. But the information you need to have, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be reading Dr. Corsi every day up there at WorldNet Daily. But, you know, if you don't have time to do that, get the Red Alert. And you can subscribe to it for nothing by going to the WorldNet Daily website. But you need to know what's going on so you can inform others, because believe me, we're not getting the proper information from the controlled media. It's all simply a propaganda culture out there. It's all about, you know, manipulating the American people and try to get them to believe things that aren't true, and concealing what this is all about. What's cap and trade about? What's this whole thing about carbon footprints? It's all about deindustrializing America. Basically, if there really is global warming, which is not, why the only solution is all power with government, and then we have to just cut back on generating electricity because we can't have nuclear energy. Everybody else can have nuclear energy. We can subsidize nuclear energy for other countries, but we can't have it here. And then, of course, we have to do away with hydroelectric. We got to get the dams torn out because, you know, the fishies, they need to swim like everybody else needs to swim. And then, of course, we can't have energy that's produced by burning coal or oil or natural gas because that produces a carbon footprint. So we're just going to have to deindustrialize America and make it was, well, the way it was before the wicked white man came. But it's really going to be such a nice world to live in. Do you really believe that, ladies and gentlemen? But that's the plan. And all you need to do is read Agenda 21, the other things we have. But you go right ahead, Jerry. They don't want to hear me talk. They want to get your
Look, we're in agreement. I mean, I just take one of the themes from Red Alert and apply it. I want to apply it to the how the left has reacted to the shooting of Congressman Gifford. Look, the global warming agenda is based on a lie, which is that human-generated carbon dioxide is creating global warming because the Earth is heating up in this greenhouse effect. It's very hard to maintain this. Al Gore has got to be embarrassed by the current winter, one of the coldest on record in the Northern Hemisphere. New York is getting hit now by a second blizzard. 40 or 45 of the states are covered by snow. The Russians are saying, the Russians study the sun, they think the sun activity, which has been at a minimum, means we're going into an ice age. But, you know, again, it's the left, it does not, the radical Saul Alinsky socialist left that is controlling the Democratic Party today, not the Democratic Party of Hubert Humphrey or John Kennedy or Ed Muskie. These are the radicals of Bill Ayers and the bomb-throwing Weather Underground of the 60s that are now in maturity and controlling the Democratic Party. Let's take global warming. You push the left button, and they immediately say, well, global warming, despite the evidence, that, you know, ClimateGate, all the science was junk science, ideologically driven. We're probably going into an ice age. The New York Times said, well, the current snow activity and blizzard activity in the Northern Hemisphere is because of global warming. You know, global warming causes global cooling. Just punch the button, and anything that happens in the weather is caused by global warming.
And I've never, for the first time I heard that, you know, well, basically the global cooling is called by global warming.
Right.
I mean, that's the reason. It's all about the climate change produced by the carbon dioxide and the carbon footprint. And you wonder, does anybody really believe that? And unfortunately, they do.
They do. It's believed in the White House. The White House has still got the Environmental Protection Agency declaring carbon dioxide, which we believe, we exhale, to be a noxious chemical. And they're going to impose carbon taxes through regulatory means and executive action because Obama cannot get cap-and-trade legislation passed through the Congress. This is an ideologically driven leftist administration. And the what we were talking to about before, okay, so you punch the button, and the left says global cooling, the blizzards, global cooling caused by global warming. You punch the button, any shooting that occurs, as long as it does not involve someone from Islam, is the fault of the right. Even if the shooter, in this case, Jared Loughner, ends up being a nutcase, pothead with leftist persuasion. Because the left isn't interested in truth or information. They're interested in taking crises, events that occur, whatever they are, driving their agenda. So global warming, in the left's point of view, is caused by global cooling. The blizzards are caused by global warming. And the violent attacks by Jared Leonard, even before the left knew who Jared Leonard was or that he was the shooter, the attack on Congressman Gifford was caused by Rush Limbaugh. It's the same kind of logic. It's an ideology. You push the button, the left spouts its ideology, without any regard to the facts of the case.
But, you know, basically the tragedy is that if you hear this often enough, repeated enough from, you know, from ABC to CBS to NBC, you read it in your newspaper, or you read it in your Time magazine and Newsweek magazine. Fortunately, they discontinued U.S. News and World Report. Basically, you see this often enough. And unless people are trained to think, and unfortunately they don't train them to think in school, we spend more time learning about sex than we do about Shakespeare, and more time about Madonna than we do mathematics and logic. Why, basically, until people can begin to think and say, you know, I just don't see how global warming produces global cooling, until they begin to question, and that's what we hope to do with what I do, and I know that's what you do with your articles. Try to get people to think and give them the information. I think your information on, certainly on this young man is fascinating.
Well, and, you know, again, it's pushing the button. As soon as there's an attack on the congresswoman, it has to be because of the far right, even though the shooter was a nutcase, pothead, with leftist ideas in his head, influenced by a punk rock group and their lyrics, anti-flag.
And
the left doesn't want to hear any of that.
And, of course, the woman was really, if you were going to use the right-left scenario, she was really far more right than she was left.
Exactly. And so, you know, next time what we're saying is the ideological agenda of the left, it overrides truth, overrides reality. Because the reality is, look, we're not having global warming. We're experiencing one of the coldest winters on record. And this shooter was not a product of Rush Limbaugh. I don't know that Jared Loughner ever listened to Rush Limbaugh. I know he listened to anti-flag and their punk rock radical leftist lyrics, because his schoolmate said so, and Jared Leonard's websites indicate an influence from this leftist thinking. But you'll never see the leftist media, the mainstream media, present this, and President Obama will still go give a speech and say, well, you know, this is because of the right polarizing the vitriol in our political dialogue, which is nonsense. The First Amendment intended us to have an aggressive dialogue, a peaceful dialogue of ideas. And if you want to hear hate speech, turn on MSNBC. Listen to Keith Olbermann, the worst person in the world, which is constantly castigating the right. In the political correctness of the left, it has no interest in truth. It's an ideology that wants to suppress, control, eliminate the First Amendment, eliminate the Second Amendment, and that's what we've got to make sure is not occurring in this reaction to the Gifford shooting.
And, of course, they would like, of course, to prevent people from being able to buy guns, prevent people from having guns. And basically, you know, if we are going to be a free society, we have to have an informed populace. And we have to have an armed populace. The one reason, of course, they wanted the people armed was because to protect us from the excesses of government. And I'm not suggesting armed insurrection. But basically, our founding fathers wanted the Second Amendment to protect the people from government. They feared government, and they knew that it was government that was the enemy that would eventually try to take away their freedom. And as Thomas Jefferson said so well, in matters of confidence, matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief by the chains of the Constitution. Basically, they wanted to limit the power of what's going on in Washington, D.C. The leftists want all power in Washington, D.C. They want to take away your right to speak. They want to take away the right to worship the way you want to, and certainly they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. The vast majority, 90% of the people, would like at least to have the ability to have a prayer at school, non-sectarian perhaps, but at least the right for prayer. But it doesn't matter what the people want. There is an agenda out there, and it is aimed at destroying the moral fabric of this society, knowing full well that those will not be ruled by God will certainly be ruled by tyrants. But you were right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, Nathan, you're exactly right. And the issue here to me in this Gifford shooting, we have all the freedoms we need. Had there been active concealed carry in Arizona, this crisis, this tragedy may never have occurred. Just like Israel is one of the most secure societies in the world because there is carry, it's open carry, it's concealed carry, it's the military and the society in Israel. The guns are there to protect the citizens.
And of course, when the potential shooter realizes that he may very well get shot before he does anything or is able to do any havoc, he's not going to risk his own life. He's smarter than that. But as long as we have, of course, the assurance that there's not going to be any harm done to the shooter, at least not initially, why, everything is a shooting gallery. Jerry, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, as I said, I think what we're saying tonight is we've got all the freedoms we need that our founding fathers presented to us, and we've got to make sure that tragedies like this Gifford shooting are not used by the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
They can certainly indoctrinate our children in the false philosophy of evolution and repeat it over and over again. It's aimed at one thing, to destroy a belief in God. That's what it's really all about. Anything else you'd like to say? We're out of time, and it's getting late back where you are. We're going to have to let you go.
Well, as I said, it's been a great honor and pleasure being on your show, and I commend you for your continued attention to our freedoms and a solid belief in God. I think we are at a bright moment in the American Republic. As long as the American people realize that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are responsibilities our founding fathers gave us, and even in tragedies like this Gifford shooting, we need to push back against the lies of the left and say let's keep a robust First Amendment, a robust Second Amendment, and belief in God central in our hearts.
Amen. end of that. God bless and thanks very much. Good night, Jerry. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Look forward to it.
Thanks. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Jerome Corsi, and certainly I learned a lot tonight. I hope you enjoyed the program, and certainly Dr. Jerome Corsi, a senior correspondent for WorldNet Daily, does excellent work. Get the Red Alert. In fact, I read it just today, and he'd covered a lot of the things we covered tonight. You need to read these things several times so you can understand what they're saying, and then get on to talk radio programs and bring the information out now to understand the spiritual force, the force behind this hatred of God. You need to understand who it was who took God in prayer out of our schools and why they took God in prayer out of our schools. And nobody's going to tell you that, oh, they took God in prayer out, it was unconstitutional. No, it wasn't. They took it out because they wanted to destroy the religious foundation of this country, which was based in Christianity and Judaism, the Christianity, the two great religions, monotheistic religions that worship the God of the Bible. Of course, the Muslims are monotheistic, but they worship a different God. Well, suddenly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and it will really answer so many of your questions. It's simple, straightforward, to the point. And then, of course, we certainly have a book written by my good friend Constance Cumby. It's called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and we recommend it to you. Another book we did talk to the author last night, it's called The ABCs of Globalism, written by Deborah Gay. Deborah Ray, a book you really ought to have on your desk beside you so you can use it for reference. It just says the definition of so many phrases that we talk about, and they're right there, and they're all alphabetical. A, B, C. And you want to know who Alice Bailey was? You want to know who Helena Petrovna Blavatsky was? You want to know who Joa Kuhl was? And it's all right there in the ABCs of Globalism. Then, of course, we have Constance Cumby's four-tape set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and her DVD, or it's called The Emergence. It's the story of the new coming world leader. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a world leader coming, but who is it going to be? Well, The Emergence certainly is based upon Constance's 30 years of research. Fascinating. It's a talk she gave here at Radio Liberty. I should mention that the CDs for our conference that we had, we had it in October, and the CDs are available, all five of them. You can get them separately or together at a reduced price, and the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You may be interested in my talk on the dark secret, about the basis of the spiritual battle that is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And then, of course, the great other talks that were given, certainly Dr. Paul Williams was here, Sheriff Mack was here, Dr. David Aob's talk on aluminum and vaccines, vitally important. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. But for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Peter Phillips. And we've been trying to get Dr. Phillips on for a long time. He actually heads something known as Project Censor. And basically, they go into the background of censored news stories here in America. And he fortunately has a number of people who work with him, students do this. But they certainly go into in this issue, and we're talking about this Project Censored. Censored 2001 is the title of the book. The 25 most highly censored news stories. Now, if you're not really aware of what's going on in the world today, you have to understand our news is tightly controlled, and there are many issues that you will never hear about. And certainly you go down those 25 issues. There are a couple of there that even were a surprise to me, and I think I'm pretty well informed. But this is a great book, and the project is great, and they do this every year. Dr. Phillips, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be on.
Well, I want you to, of course, you do a great job through the print. We do talk radio of 5 hours a day, and then we have a weekend program with about 33 stations, and we just want to get your message out. So how did it happen that you organized Project Censored, and how long have you been doing it, and of course, what sort of response are you getting as you begin to bring out these stories that are being actively suppressed here in the United States?
Well, Project Censored was founded by Dr. Carl Jensen in 1976 at Sonoma State University, and I didn't start teaching there until 1994. So at that point, he had done close to 18, 19 years with Project Censored. And he had, for the few years, had been putting out an annual book. And before that, it was just press releases. And he retired, and I was kind of new and a political sociologist. He asked me if I'd like to take it over, and that was 15 years ago now. So that was how I stepped into it. And the Internet, of course, has expanded our reach and our capabilities significantly. We still put out an annual book. Censored 2011 is the current book out now, and it's a big book. It's almost 500 pages. And it involves research done at some 30 universities worldwide. So it's not, we're no longer just at Sonoma State. We are the current director, I've been not director for a year now, is a professor, Mickey Huff at Diablo Valley College. We have professors at San Francisco State and, of course, still at Sonoma State, and campuses all over the world, South America, Europe, and Canada, and throughout the U.S.
And, of course, the frightening thing is that there's no way we can have a free society when the media elite are able to censor important stories. In fact, you have several stories in there on what happened on September 11th. Now, September 11th, 2001 was a watershed event, and, of course, it justified taking us into wars over there in the Middle East, and, of course, passing all sorts of legislation to limit freedom in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists. And yet, you even suggest that we have not been told the truth about what happened. And certainly nobody in the controlled media dares to suggest that we haven't been told the truth. And anybody who does that is labeled a conspiratorial, a conspiratorialist, or all sorts of other things. They have all sorts of names. But you very bravely, and certainly I think with the support of people who support what you're doing, question maybe we haven't been told the truth.
Well, we've certainly taken a look at scientific evidence that contradicts the 9/11 Commission report, and that's been ongoing now with us for several years. I think the most recent evidence that's been quite significant is the work out of the University of Copenhagen.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. You go right ahead. You were speaking, mentioned the work out of the University of Copenhagen.
Yeah. And University of Copenhagen 2 years ago published in a peer-reviewed journal called the Chemistry and Physics Journal the fact that they had analyzed five samples of dust from various parts of the World Trade Center collapses. Now, this dust was given to them by people who lived there, and it was in their houses and that sort of stuff. So it was dust from the explosions, from the collapse of the building. And in that dust, they found nanothermite particles. So that's significant. Now, we don't know how nanothermite got in the dust from those samples, but it clearly is there. There's no scientific evidence to refute what they found. And it's certainly been an ignored story quite significantly in the U.S. because nanothermite is military-grade explosive that will melt steel instantly and, you know, could cause collapse of steel frame buildings. And the biggest example that day, of course, was Building 7, which was not hit by an airplane, which had minor damage on it, had fires in it, and it collapsed at 5:20 in the afternoon in free fall speed. And even the National Science Institutes have admitted that it was free fall speed. So buildings don't fall down that way. Steel frame buildings don't fall down from fires, number one, and they don't fall down free fall speed unless all the steel pillars are simultaneously broken or blown out. And so it looked like a controlled demolition, and a lot of people, 1,400 now, architects and engineers worldwide, think that there was controlled demolition in all three towers.
And, of course, that's almost a heretical view, and yet, of course, you'll find certainly that I think there's a growing number of people out there that are increasingly becoming aware. In fact, I know of certainly several people that I've been talking to for almost 40 years. And nothing I could ever say would ever convince them until they saw some pictures of Building 7 coming down, the Twin Towers coming down, and they suddenly, their whole attitude changed. And certainly some of these people are very influential people. But we are what we believe, you know, when we're programmed to believe one way. And then it's so hard to get people to look and to look objectively. And some of the things that you bring out in the book here, they're entirely true. I feel uncomfortable with them, and yet I know they're true. We have to have a pursuit of the truth. That is the most important thing. It doesn't matter whether we like it or whether we don't like it.
Well, we have to. A lot of people will, you know, hide their heads in the sand and say, oh, well, this is a conspiracy theory. And we don't even use that word. I mean, we look at scientific facts.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Phillips was just saying that they don't look at right, left, anything. They look at the scientific facts. It doesn't matter whether you like the conclusion or not. And sometimes there's certain things in here. I don't like the conclusion, but I think it's absolutely right. I find nothing that I can disagree with and say that is not true. And really, we have to have the courage to stand for the truth. I thought one thing was fascinating. I'd never read it before. You mentioned that Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura, had been offered a contract to do, I don't know, talk radio or television for a major network, but of course they gave him $2 million, and then they told him that he would have to certainly avoid certain subjects, and he said, no way, and that was the end of his contract.
Right. Yes.
That happened
to a number of people. I mean, it's the minute you contradict a major belief held by most people in the country, we never have election fraud in the U.S. We have the safest democracy possible. Our government would never do anything to hurt us. Our government doesn't lie. I mean, the minute you contradict that with proven factual evidence, some people, their cognitive dissonance just won't allow them to hear it. And they will attack you personally, call you various names, conspiracy theorists being one of the politest, and just dismiss it. Well, at Project Censored, we don't think that's acceptable. We're university-based research groups. We look at factual evidence. We have it jointly evaluated by hundreds of faculty and students every year, and we post year-round the stories we think are important that haven't been covered, and then we pick the 25 from our website that are the most important and put them in a book each year.
Well, I think going through the list here, let me just, for our listeners out there, there are 25 issues. One is these are the stories that are not being told. A global plan to replace the dollar. Now, of course, that will have a profound impact on everybody listening to this program. There's a plan, and it's covered here. The U.S. Department of Defense is the worst polluter on the planet. the Internet privacy and personnel access at risk. In other words, they're going to use the Internet to monitor us. ICE operations, secret detention, and courts, Blackwater, the secret U.S. war in Pakistan. In other words, Blackwater is up there actually in Pakistan killing people, or at least planning assassinations. And healthcare restrictions cost thousands of lives in the U.S. External capitalist forces wreak havoc in Africa. A massacre in Peruvian Amazon over U.S. free trade agreement. The human rights abuses continue in Palestine. U.S. funds and support the Taliban. U.S. funds and support the Taliban. I mean, what an amazing thing. Well, I won't go through all 25 of them because we would just go list them all, but there's just so much information here that you compiled. And then you have other sections in the book. I notice you have a preface by Kristen Borgensen, who we've had on our program. Her book, Into the Buzzsaw, we actually carry. And it's an excellent book that goes into the background of a number of reporters, writers who told the truth, and they lost their professions. They were blacklisted. They could never get a job again. The average individual doesn't really realize that goes on, do they?
No, clearly not. I mean, we've over the last two decades, I've met so many different people who used to work for the New York Times or work for Fox or, you know, worked in various capacities, who either lost their jobs or quit in disgust because they weren't able to cover the important issues that face the public and the American people. That's an untold story. I mean, we keep saying that. They say, "Oh, we don't have censorship in America." Absolutely, we do. And more importantly, we have managed news, meaning that the news that we do get is primarily entertainment, but the content is managed to continue to perpetuate myths about America, and to, you know, try to keep us afraid so that we can continue this military, U.S. NATO military industrial media empire in the world that's occupying the Middle East and spending almost $1 trillion annually of tax, which is bankrupting the country.
In fact, I thought it was fascinating that you began the preface with certainly the quotation from Dwight David Eisenhower on the dangers of the military-industrial complex. And it's something everybody should read about once a year. Just read it over and over again. It's not imaginary. There is a military-industrial, and I think somebody added media complex now, the military-industrial media complex that controls the nation. Well, basically, certainly, as you do this, do you have any pressures brought against you for really, because you're bringing the information out that every American should know? I mean, how widely circulated is your book? It's excellent. We got a copy, I think, the 2009, I think is the latest one. We have 2008, 2009, and I appreciate so much you're sending me the 2011 book. But is there any effort to actually get people such as yourself to stop talking about media censorship?
Well, part of being at a university is, one, my salary is not dependent upon this work that I do, Project Censored work. You know, I'm a professor, so I teach classes. And one of the strongest things in public institutions, the universities, is academic freedom. So within the institution, I've had people that don't like what I say. I've had faculty dismiss 9/11 issues or election fraud issues or other serious things. But nobody has ever been able to show where a story was just not true, that there was just factually wrong. So when you're dealing academically, and I don't select the stories, there's 30 university professors and their students that vote on the stories every April, and from all the ones we posted year-round. And so it's a collective effort of a lot of people to clear this through, so you're not going to get screwball material through. It's going to be checked and rechecked and scrutinized.
And I think that's really so important. And basically, for the average individual, I don't have time. You know, I read these things, and I try to check them out as best I can. But with one individual doing 5 hours of talk radio a day and writing a monthly newsletter, but you have the ability with students and with faculty members to check these stories, to double-check them, to make sure they're accurate. And that's really the beautiful thing about what you do.
Well, that, and then a lot of these stories are from the Internet. So, you know, when I started, a lot of the independent press and the Internet was just barely, you know, kicking in 15 years ago. And now every independent media source, it literally is online as well as sometimes in print. But so we're doing a lot of our work online. But the problem with that is there's so many thousands of news sites in the world that people don't know what to trust. And so the people, you know, in the U.S. are still going back to MSNBC or CNN or Fox online, even.
What a mistake that is. Right.
And that's why we want to validate stories from independent sources. And on our website, we have a link to news you can trust, and that's RSS feeds from 36 independent news sources. Plus, we validate stories year-round, so... This semester, my students did over 100 stories that are posted, and we'll have some from SUNY and DePauw and St. Cloud and South Florida, at the Avila Valley and a bunch of other campuses around the world. It'll be posted all the way up until April, and we hope to have, you know, several hundred, and then that's what we pick from those, the top 25 for the book.
And I think it's really so fascinating that certainly at universities there are people who are really concerned about bringing out bringing out the truth. I mean, a lot of people are very doctrinaire, but, you know, are these mostly small colleges rather than large colleges?
Well, it's funny because that's essentially the case. We even have high school students that like to do this work. It's not hard. It's not, you know, academic research work that they do at UC Berkeley, and that's all the professors do. I mean, we have some high-level, powerful professors like that, but for the most part, these are teaching colleges where the students are engaged in doing this in their classes. So they go out and they read the Internet, they find a story they're interested in, and they bring it back on their campus if they find a faculty member who's a PhD or an expert in that field. Then they're the ones who validate the story, and then the students summarize it, and we post it under what we call a validated news. And that's right on the front page of the Project Censored website. So those stories are being posted constantly and updated, and then they're there for people to comment on, too. So that's one way of fact-checking, getting people to check, too. If they see a story and they know something's wrong with it, then there's going to be a post on there telling us that.
And, you know, really, there's so many things that I think everyone can agree with. I mean, torture, mistreatment of prisoners is something that certainly, how could any moral individual, right, left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, how could anybody, you know, justify torture? And yet, of course, what's amazing is that there's no major outcry, you know, from the political leaders, either Democrat or Republican leaders, saying this is morally wrong and the people who did this should be held, you know, responsible for what they've done. And certainly, but you have an article here on the prisoners still being brutalized at Guantanamo, and basically, we don't think about that. As you point out, how they simply ignore stories. They may have a story just one day and it's never seen again.
But that's often the case, or it gets somehow doesn't even get covered at all. I mean, in 2005, American Civil Liberties Union did a torture story. They got autopsy reports of people who died while in U.S. custody in Afghanistan and Iraq for the first 3 years of the war. There was 44 autopsy reports. 23 of those reports, done by U.S. military doctors, as a cause of death was homicide. They were murdered while in custody. These were many, many different sites in both those countries. So, and all of the autopsies clearly indicate that people were tortured to death.
And, I mean, how can you, as a moral individual, not be concerned about that?
Well, I
know you are, but I'm just saying to the audience out there, I mean, these things, this is not imaginary. Torturing people to death with your tax money? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And ladies and gentlemen, you have an obligation to learn and what's going on. And this is a wonderful source of information. We'll be back in just a moment. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but, you know, I just feel so strongly that...
Are you taping this? Is this what's happening?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Tell you a little bit later how to get the website, but the books are released, and this is a censored 2001. I actually have censored 2008, 2009, but this is the top 25 censored stories of 2009 to 2010. So basically, what about General McChrystal? That's certainly he was certainly in command over there and in Iraq, I think Afghanistan, I guess it was. He was relieved of command, but there were some very serious charges that have been levied against him, and yet he's never been held responsible for them.
Well, he was in charge of JSOC, which was the Joint Special Operations Command teams that would go into countries and kill people. And Seymour Hersh was talking about these control thief assassinations a year ago, and there's been zero coverage on this at all. And then McChrystal was appointed, you know, to be chief in Afghanistan. And then as this story kind of came out, he ends up being replaced, but nothing ever done about it. And I think what's interesting in regards to Obama and Special Forces operations is that we now have Special Forces operating in 75 nations around the world killing people.
Special Forces operating in 75 nations around the world killing people. I'm not questioning it at all. I believe it's true.
Well, that was in the Times in London. They're the ones that wrote it. I mean, it wasn't like it was... And, you know, and so that's like half again as many as Bush had.
But basically what we're doing, of course, is putting people into positions of power in these governments that will go along with our agenda. I mean, this is talk about power politics. I would talk about this as lethal politics.
It's lethal in that we've accepted as a policy worldwide that it's okay to assassinate people. It's okay to torture them to death. It's okay to disappear them with no due process. And that's part of this, you know, American empire that most people in this country don't know about.
Absolutely. The average individual would be horrified to learn about this. In fact, the average individual can't believe we have an empire. Of course, they never ask why we have troops stationed in 130 nations, why we have 700...
They're told it's Al-Qaeda and, you know, that they're going to get us if we don't go get them and... No, this is about protecting the transnational corporate class and corporate capitalism worldwide so that they can do business anywhere and take out whatever resources they want. It's also about controlling China and Russia, trying to continue to have more military power than China. And it's an elaborate, deep politics process that we get entertained here in the U.S. with entertainment, but nobody ever talks about it. In the context of what the powerful are really doing to benefit themselves and really strong big corporations worldwide.
And Chris, you even have a section in there about Blackwater. I think they call it Z now, XE, operating XE. In Pakistan. It's a private mercenary force actually killing people.
Actually, yeah, they help target the drone attack. So, you know, every day. I mean, we had a terrible massacre, you know, killings in Arizona this past week and front page stuff and certainly Syria. But at the same time, every day we're blowing up many, many more people in a country we're supposedly not even war at from the air with missile strikes from drones. So there's almost, you know, no danger. And these drones, are, you know, they're starting to use those all over the world.
Amen to that. And of course, they're being flown, I think, out of Las Vegas, somewhere in Nevada, anyway. Of course,
upgrading them, testing new ones, using them for spying on cities. And I don't know about this report. I just hadn't even read that cities can now buy drones.
Well,
city police forces.
Actually, they have drones flying along the border.
I knew that was true. Yeah.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but the FAA's put so many restrictions on them. They're not really being very effective down there at all. But the $18 million for a drone. But basically, of course, here we have people in Nevada who are actually flying the drones in Pakistan, killing people there on a video screen.
Yeah.
And it's so impersonal. And really, I believe, of course, there are going to be consequences. You cannot do this sort of thing. You cannot mistreat people. You cannot kill women and children. And when you're in a war, you kill women and children. But basically, of course, what you say elsewhere about the United States, you know, financing the Taliban, why, of course, it's very hard to justify, you know, killing the Taliban when you're financing the Taliban or... doesn't quite make sense. There are a lot of inconsistencies. That's why I think what material you have here is so vitally important. Will you hang on just a moment? We'll have to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Dr. Peter Phillips on Censored 2001.
Far from the
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Peter Phillips of Project Censored. And one of the things that really surprised me is the article on nanotechnology and the fact that we, our own health, may be endangered by this nanotechnology that is being spread so widely. I don't think the average individual realizes how prevalent this really is and the health implications for us. You know, it's one thing when they're killing people over in Pakistan. It's another thing when they're using things here and within the products we use that can be lethal to us and to our families.
This story was nominated by the students at DePaul University, and they had like 15 sources on it. It's quite an amazing thing. And these nanoparticles are in everything: cosmetics, suntan lotion, socks, sports clothes. Atom-sized nanoparticles have been shown now to sicken and kill workers and plants. There's human health risks. We have no idea what this is doing to permanent lung damage. These things are so small that they really can go entirely throughout your entire body, and there's no research. There's no evidence whatsoever. Some 60% of the products now in, you know, nanotechnologies are involved. And nanosilver, anti-microbiological properties, it's quite amazing, and we have really no evidence that this is safe, that this is a safe in our environment and in our bodies.
And I think that basically the average individual, they may have heard of nanotechnology, but they have no idea either what it is or how prevalent it is. And even putting it in the sunscreen and put it in so many of the products that we utilize and we wear and that we eat and in the medication, it is every place. You say 60% of the products have it?
That's what they're saying, yeah. And so inventory from countries all over the world are using nanomaterials now, and it can cause, you know, permanent lung damage.
And I think it's, all of these things are important, and of course, you're just sounding the warning. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Peter Phillips of Project Censor. His book, Censor 2011. Would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get your website and how to get in touch with your what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, our website is projectcensor.org, and it's a huge site, so there's multiple sites within that. So our daily news site is there, our blog is there, our validated news is there from the university students worldwide, and then we have a site in Spanish. So it's got a huge amount of contact. We have the archive for all our stories for the last 35 years online, and so people can search within the site and find out information on any topic, literally. And so we get close to a 250,000 unique views a month, meaning that people are staying and reading for long periods of time, get millions of hits. So the site's active, it's engaging, and there's a huge amount of material there.
I think it's so vitally important that people have access to information, that, first of all, that is not commonly known, and then, of course, you have the facilities to check and recheck and not to simply take one source, because basically you have a... What do you do now? You have student interns, or how does...
Well, often work? These are done in classes. So I had two classes this semester that one class, Sociology of Media, the students did three stories each, and that was their general, that was the main part of their class. So they're searching the internet, they find a news story that they like, they check to make sure using an electronic database that didn't run in the New York Times was on the front page of the, you know, the mainstream media. So we're looking for things that haven't been covered. And then they'll have the story evaluated by a faculty member or an expert in the field. So, and then they'll write it up, and we post it. So it becomes a candidate for being one of the top 25 in the book.
Well, you know, that's really wonderful for the students, you know, because I was a victim of a liberal education back in, you know, in the late 1940s, and I... You know, I never challenged anything. I just went through. I wanted to get good grades so I could get into medical school. It was highly competitive at the time. But I never for one moment thought That everything I read in the newspaper and Time magazine, of course, Time magazine was my arsenal, the source of all information. You know, that's what the intellectual, the smart people read, and you know, if it was in Time, it must have been true. And then, of course, how disillusioning it was when I finally began to realize that even Time magazine sometimes either doctored stories or deleted stories or certainly actively suppressed stories, that I was not getting the truth. In fact, how horrible it was to realize that so much of what I learned in college really wasn't true, and I had to relearn it and evaluate it and learn how to think. I think your students are very, very fortunate to be exposed to this when they're in college.
I think it's eye-opening for them. I'll have a 20-year-old who comes in and has never seen any news other than, you know, television news occasionally. They don't read newspapers anymore. The young people, 5%, read a daily newspaper. So people under 30, they're not reading newspapers, so they got to get it somewhere. So they're getting some stuff online, and then they see something that contradicts Fox or CNN, then they go, oh, well, that can't be true, you know, kind of thing. And so we end up with a nation of people who are the best entertained but least informed people in the world.
I think that's absolutely true, and I think that if there is any hope for saving America or trying to preserve America, is never going to be the same again, I believe. You know, we've seen the zenith of our society, and unless something miraculous were to happen, I think we're going into a period of austerity and lower living standards, and I think the major power is going to shift to Asia. This is what I get reading government reports and reading what the people who really run the country are talking about, how they're going to lower the living standards here and impoverish our people. But, you know, people have to understand this, if there's any hope at all of at least trying to preserve something of what we've had in the past. It's going to have to be informed electorate.
It's universal. And we're seeing, you know, Governor Brown has announced that they're going to cut $500 million out of the CSU budgets for this next year. And that's the California State University, which is the largest university system in the country, 450,000 students. That'll probably mean at least 50,000 students won't get in that should have gotten in. And it means fewer classes. It means cuts across the board. and that's not the direction to build an economy or to build the future for people. A third of the people in the country are working at a Walmart wage now. And a lot of those have college degrees. And so we have dismantled the economic structure in this country and transnationalized, you know, our whole corporation, our whole corporate structure, so that it's worldwide.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that you know, those people are lucky to have a job at Walmart or other places. I think jobs are going to get certainly progressively either more difficult to get, or certainly you may get the a salary, but of course with the rising prices, and I do believe prices are going to rise, I think that it's going to, even if you're getting the Walmart salary, but prices are higher and much higher, and the prices will even be going up on the goods that are produced over in China. Well, why, of course, we're going to be at our people are going to be at a real disadvantage. They're not prepared for it psychologically. My job is to get people to think and prepare as best they can for what lies ahead, and hopefully to tell others. Most people really don't want to hear. Most people think you're crazy when you talk about these things, but you're not. And
Sam, there's more money in the country, more wealth than ever. It's just concentrated in the top 2% of the people.
You're absolutely right. In fact, we're moving towards a two-tiered society, the very rich and then the mass more impoverished, like they have in Mexico.
Right. Yeah, that's part of the you know, globalization, transnational corporate, you know, corporations going worldwide. You know, for a long time, when Michael Moore made the movie Roger and Me, he was talking about General Motors going down to Mexico, where they became the largest private employer down there. But, you know, the corporations are global, and they'll go anywhere. They'll go, if they can make stuff cheaper in Bangladesh, that's where they'll go. And, you know, so there's this, and they build the power structure around nation states that, you know, now we have NATO that is becoming the police force. Like, all NATO countries have troops in Afghanistan. It's the largest coalition of countries ever to fight a war. And they've occupied Afghanistan, and we know there's $2 trillion worth of mineral wealth there, and let alone the pipeline access and the opium. You got to throw that in there, too. So there's tremendous money being made off of that occupation. Yeah. And that just continues.
Well, you actually mentioned the fact that we had our special forces in 76 nations. Is that one of the 25 key stories? I didn't come across that when I was going through them.
No, actually, that came out after the book came out.
All right, fine.
It was in the Times of London. I saw it, I think, last June.
All right, fine. Well, will that be? Is that on your webpage?
I think so. I'm sure it is. It's on our validated news site.
Probably we can find it up on the internet. I will say the one thing for the internet: fascinating information if you know where to look and if you know the source. The problem is that you have to know who's up there, because I think there's a lot of intentional disinformation, and
of course,
to ferret out what's true and what's false is. I hope that you will be able to help us as we perhaps can call on you from time to time to bring us abreast of what's going on. Well, let's open up the lines if anybody would like to call and has a question for Dr. Phillips. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a specific question or comment on the subject we're talking about, I think it's a very important subject, because it's about censorship of the news. And you cannot have a free society such as ours if the people are not getting the truth. And the great tragedy is this has been going on for a long period of time. And there's so much in here about this, Sydney. What's happening? We see, I think, one fascinating article you have here is about the 1.2 billion people who are going to be given identification cards. And we see this increased movement towards the surveillance society. Everything will be monitored. Everything will be watched.
That's true. India is the first country is trying to use biometric data in ID cards for all of the people that live there. And, you know, they've got people living out in the hills that never even made a phone call or driven in a car, and they're going to take biometric information on these people. There's going to be strong resistance, but it's the direction that not only is India moving in that direction, but this is a part of global top-down power structure. To be able to control people.
It's all about control, and it's not simply the United States. I mean, a lot of people are concerned about the monitoring here and certainly the video cameras, but this is a worldwide program. Well, let's go to Sam, who's calling us from Kentucky. We've got a station there this time of night. Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Good evening. Doing fine.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. What is censored as far as persecution of Christians?
Do you have anything?
I didn't hear the question.
Well, the question is, have you come across any censorship of the persecution of Christians? There are Christians all throughout the country, all throughout the world, under persecution. Have you come across any stories of that sort?
Nothing that we've covered, because generally, if that's happening somewhere specifically in the U.S., they cover it.
We're talking about in other countries.
Well, even in other countries as well.
Right.
Yeah.
They had a slaughter of about 2 to 3 million Christians in the southern Sudan, and what was going on, it was hardly ever mentioned. They talked a lot about Darfur, but they didn't talk about the southern Sudan. They didn't talk about the 3 million people, many of them Christians, slaughtered in the Congo, and that slaughter is still
going
on.
5 million, and it's a huge amount. Right. Yeah.
I was one particularly Iraq, since we went over there.
Right. What's happening in Iraq is really so tragic. Now that when Saddam Hussein was there, there was 10% of the population was Christian. Now it's about 2 or 3%, and it's so tragic what's happened. We have installed a nation under Sharia law. Why would we put Sharia law into this country? You know, where we know we'd drive out the Christians. Lots of tragedy. Is there anything else, Sam?
No, that's
God bless him. Thanks very much. Well, let's go to Theodora, who's calling from Santa Cruz.
Hi.
Hi, Theodora. How are you?
Fine. What's your guest name again?
His name is Dr. Peter Phillips, and he is a professor at the Sonoma State.
Right. I wasn't clear on the name, but you were one of the gentlemen who was at the Understanding Deep Politics conference earlier this year.
Yeah, I spoke at that.
Yeah, and it was real good to see you there, be part of that. And I was just at the Board of Supervisors, our local county Board of Supervisors today, unanimously passed or renewed the moratorium on the smart meters. And while it's not a fully censored story in this part of the world of the United States, the smart meters, I do believe, is a censored story in most of the rest of the United States where they're also going into place. And I'm wondering if anybody in your group has done any writing on that.
Have you looked into the smart meter issue that's being installed not only across America but all across the world to raise the cost of electricity?
Well, and I believe that there's an ulterior motive there, too, because they know, the science is in, that we are being harmed by the proliferation of these frequencies, and this brings them right into,
I think you're absolutely right. Have you looked into that, Dr. Phillips?
I've done releases on it. We've have some stories in the mix this year that may address it. I don't pick the finalists, but the city of Sebastopol up our way has been strongly in objection and up against it. It's quite amazing. I actually had said for medical reasons we didn't want one.
Right.
And they came and put one in anyway.
Well, they really don't care. They have an agenda, but it's not simply what people don't understand. It's not, it's Sebastopol. It's worldwide. I mean, they're putting them all over the world. There is a whole world agenda, part of Agenda 21. Anything else, Theodora?
No, I just want to encourage the Project Censored folks to take that story seriously, because as you do with so many others.
I take it seriously.
But it is very much, they're in everybody's homes now.
Yeah, that's right.
Through this program, they are monitoring our homes. They've gotten in as close as they've gotten ever before. So,
Well, we're under attack from all sides. But as Chester Puller said, General Puller, there at the Chosin Reservoir when he was surrounded by the communists, he said, we got them right where we want them. We can shoot north, south, east, or west, and we can hit them. Anyway, God bless, and thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Theodora calling from Santa Cruz, concerned about the smart meters.
Right.
And I'm sure you certainly cover so many of these issues. And there's so many issues out there, and you must have a hard time narrowing it down to 25 stories.
Well, we end up with hundreds, and then we just let everybody vote. And that's how it comes out. I mean, ones I may like that may not get in the top 25. But, that's the process, and it's worked well for 35 years, and we're going to keep at it.
Well, if you got a winning hand, you certainly don't want to throw it in. Now, basically, are a lot of the stories that are posted on your website, not necessarily in the book, but posted on the website?
They're posted on our site, year-round.
I'm talking about other stories that are not in the book.
Yes.
All right, fine.
Constantly. It's called Validated News.
Basically, once again, the title of the website.
ProjectCensored.org.
ProjectCensored.org.
And yeah, so ProjectCensored, all one word.
All right, fine.
I'm easy to reach, peter@ProjectCensored.org.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Will, who's calling us from Mississippi, or from Missouri. Hi, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Dr. Stan. Excellent broadcast this evening. I have one specific question. We've all read Rene Worms' book. So the question for the doctor is, who finances, how is this funded? How is this work funded?
All right. How is your work funded?
How is our work funded?
Yes,
Not very well.
Right. Well, of course.
We're all university professors, so we have a job.
Right.
And the students do a lot of the work. We sell the book, and our annual budget's under 50,000.
All right. Well, that's. I would hate to tell you the budget for what we do is 10 times that. Because fortunately, we do. We have a lot of people out across America who believe in what we're doing and help us. But we have to buy time on radio stations all across America. But it's worth it. The important thing is, I think more people are waking up. I mean, I've been at this for 48, going on 49 years. I've never been as optimistic as I am. Things are bad, and they're probably going to get worse. But people are learning, Will. And anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, excellent answer, and the one I was hoping for.
God bless. Thanks so much. No, with a $50,000 budget, you certainly are not getting grant. I mean, that would be peanuts for the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, or the people on what I consider the other side. We'll be right back. Well, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, and then we'll let you go. But would you go ahead, and what are your thoughts? What message would you like to leave with our listeners out across America?
Well,
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
And basically it's called Into the Buzzsaw. And it's a story of 16 writers or commentators or people who work for television, key people, who told the truth. And what happens if you are in the media and you tell the truth? So this is available. Into the Buzzsaw is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Fascinating. In fact, there's an interview there, an essay by Gary Webb. He was the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury who wrote about the CIA and drugs here in America. And, of course, he ended up committing suicide after he wrote the essay by shooting himself in the head twice because he wanted to make sure he was dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the truth. And I thought that was fascinating about the Special Forces units. These are professional killers. They're men who are trained to kill. They do this because they're patriotic. They believe they're working in the best interests of our country. They're told people are out there, they're the enemies of our country, they've got to be killed. This was the approach that was used, I know, with my friend Colonel Marvin when he was asked to kill Lieutenant Commander Spitzer, who was a naval officer who had information on the Kennedy assassination, and he was told by the CIA this was a man had dangerous information, he was a traitor to the country, and he was asked to kill him. He didn't do it, fortunately, but somebody else did, and very shortly thereafter he was killed, and he was assassinated. And this goes on in America. We have a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins, and we interview several CIA assassins. We interviewed the fellow who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. General Patton was killed. He was assassinated. This is the sort of thing that really goes on in the world. You want to know what happened to Kennedy? We have two wonderful four-tape sets, and we have a great DVD on the Kennedy assassination. It was a CIA operation. Of course, Chuck Giancano, the brother of Sam Giancano, wrote about it and how they killed Kennedy. And then, of course, the book is called Double Cross. We don't carry it. But what happened? Why then they turned around and killed Sam Giancano, who arranged the whole Kennedy assassination? There's just no integrity at all, is there? We have a four-tape set on the Liberty, USS Liberty, the survivors of this ship that was attacked in 1967 off the coast of the Sinai by Israeli fighter planes. Of course, it was coordinated with President Johnson and with Robert McNamara. They wanted to kill all those soldiers, all those sailors, so they had justification for going to war with Egypt. But, of course, I believe God intervened and the ship didn't go down, but they wanted to kill them. And then they told them that they would spend the rest of their life in prison, or worse, if they ever dared tell. And for 20 years, all of these men lived in fear. They were afraid to tell what had happened. Then one by one, they came forward. We have a great four-tape set on that. We have a video and a DVD. Of course, the DVD was made in Great Britain. It would never be shown here in America. Why, we wouldn't want the American people to know the truth about how Lyndon Johnson wanted those men killed. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on how they killed Martin Luther King. Talk about chutzpah. They killed Martin Luther King, and then they named a holiday after him. Well, we've got just the four interviews with people who sat through the trial arranged by Martin Luther King's family. And we have the book written by the lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family. Going into the trial, which the jury found that the government was behind the murder of Martin Luther King. You remember when that hit the newspaper? You don't? I wonder why. We've got a book, a DVD, and a four-tape set on Bobby Kennedy. He was killed, but not by Saran Saran. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Your tune.